Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This week, Bette Midler bemoans, Pandora's golden oldies, Spotify and Sprint leak their engagement, RDO's Brazil blockbuster, and people pony up millions for Pono. Bette Midler was the latest music star to complain about Pandora and Spotify this week, demonstrating what a powerful platform Twitter can be. The singer posted an unhappy tweet about her latest streaming royalty check and bitterly stated that Spotify and Pandora have made it impossible for songwriters to earn a living. That one chirp turned into headlines. Bette Midler's outburst was retweeted over 800 times, with many of her fans expressing sympathetic outrage and some obvious confusion about how music royalties work. Pandora quickly inserted itself in the conversation, saying that Ms. Midler got her numbers all wrong, and noting that Pandora pays a higher royalty rate to songwriters than any other form of radio. The discussion branched out to Rain News, where many readers posted their opinions in response to our coverage of the controversy. If there is one key takeaway from this, it is that music licensing and royalties are an extremely complicated business. Bette Midler might have stuck a match in Pandora's toe, but the record labels are trying to boil the water. The world's largest label groups filed a lawsuit against Pandora, attempting to recoup royalties for pre-1972 recordings that Pandora uses in its playlists. What does 1972 have to do with it? Well, the U.S. Copyright Act says that records made before that date are unprotected by the government's copyright laws. Because the 1972 cutoff is a loophole in federal law, the labels filed the suit in the New York State Supreme Court, arguing for common law protection. New York's courts have been sympathetic to related arguments in the past. One thing for sure, every other internet radio service that plays oldies from the 60s and earlier, taking advantage of free use under law, will be watching this case very carefully. Hardly a week goes by without some kind of industry partnership, and this week gave us an important one. Spotify reportedly hooked up with Sprint in a bundling deal that will be announced later this month. This partnership might be modeled on the bundling deal that Beats Music made with AT&T in January. Rhapsody also recently joined forces with global telecom provider Telefonica to provide its service in Latin America, and Deezer, a European music service, has several such deals. In all these cases, it's a win-win. The phone carrier can offer a music service to its customers, and the music service benefits from the billing system and payment relationships already in place. We can expect to see more of these alliances in the crowded music service space where everybody is trying to build a bigger audience. Music service RDO did some partnering as well. The on-demand music service announced a partnership with the Brazilian radio and TV company Grupo Bandeirantes, and please excuse my pronunciation. Last year, RDO made a landmark alliance with Cumulus, the major U.S. radio group. That deal has all kinds of synergies. Cumulus provides a nationwide sales force to sell audio commercials in RDO, and RDO gives Cumulus an important digital music presence for promotion and content. We can expect the same sort of productive cooperation between RDO and Grupo in the large and important Brazilian market. Rumors of territorial expansion seem to be coming true, but surreptitiously. A Rain News reader tipped us to his surprising discovery that he could access Deezer Music from the U.S., That's not supposed to happen. Normally, if you try, you get a notice that the European Music Service is not available. We reached out to Deezer, which confirmed that it sets up sporadic testing in countries where it plans to expand. Deezer has promised a U.S. launch for this year, but declines to get specific. Also this week, an advertising executive tweeted in London that the head of Apple's advertising program visited the agency to review how advertising works in iTunes Radio. So it looks like iTunes Radio will cross the pond to England sometime soon. Again, no specifics. Finally, Pono Music, Neil Young's high-fidelity portable music player and download store, finished its Kickstarter funding campaign having octupled, if that's a word, the $800,000 goal. After the gold rush, the harvest came to $6.1 million. The crowdfunding was like a hurricane. Thanks partly to Neil Young's musical contacts, with Hearts of Gold, many famous recording artists evangelized the product in promotional videos. Of course, it's one thing for musicians to be ecstatic over hi-fi reproduction of their studio work, and another to ask mainstream consumers to repurchase their music and carry around another mobile device to listen. Time will tell whether Pono Music is a hit or, you know, just a cowgirl in the sand. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. The music is by Valtteri Kujala. Look him up on SoundCloud or visit valtterikujala.com. Remember to subscribe to Rain News for the daily update. It's the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.